President, there are three things which you should be apprised. You may want me to come up and talk about them, but I'll tick them off on the phone now for you. One, the North Vietnamese in Moscow have called our man in and said they have transmitted the President's message to Ho Chi Minh. It has been received, and a reply will be forthcoming. It doesn't say when.
Well, all right. When did this happen?
This just arrived about 15 minutes ago. Two, David Bruce has been on the phone, and Secretary Rusk and Bob McNamara together. David Bruce was apparently vehement in saying that if we resume bombing even in the southern part of North Vietnam, it's his judgment that we will remove the possibility of Kosygin's being helpful for some time to come. I have not talked to David, but Bob and Secretary Rusk are talking about that.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Until he leaves, you mean?
That's right.
He's not talking beyond the time he leaves, is he?
No, sir.
He's just saying we shouldn't do any bombing until Kosygin gets out.
That is correct, sir. I told him to get back with you when they talked about this. Time is short because the message should go out about 10 o'clock.
Why is it he's not afraid of getting hit in London, is he?
That's exactly what I thought. I don't... See, I can't... I didn't hear David, and I just don't know how solid this is or why. But I just wanted to report that I was informed of this conversation, and I wanted to inform you that...
Who informed you of it?
Ben Reed informed me of the conversation. And that's the second one. The third thing, which Ben Reed told me about, is that they are having great trouble in London with the tense of our informing, you know, has stopped versus will stop. And I pointed out to him two things. One, and they say it runs contrary to our statement by the Secretary of State that we would act on the future tense. I pointed out to him two things. One, that the deal we're now talking about is different from any we have ever talked about before. It involves, as part of the package, the cutting down of augmentation. So it is, in diplomatic terms, a new situation. The second thing I pointed out to him is that we cannot be put in the position of negotiating about this language with intermediaries, that it would be one thing if we were confronted with Hanoi saying, gee, this language is difficult for us. It's a quite different thing for us to have our position cut back by some intermediaries. In any case, Secretary Rusk and Bob are gripped of that point, that the boys in London who are playing around with this thing are playing around with the tense of our language.
Who is that? Is that Kosygin doing that, or is that...
No, I think it's Cooper and Bruce and the British and Soldatov, who's left behind and is part of Kosygin's party. Now, I just want to give you a situation report, sir, so that you know what's going on. I don't want you to fall behind us in all this. And I got no recommendations if I had to make them. I think first thing to do is for you to know what's going on. Those three things you should.
All right. What are you? What would be your recommendation?
I think we can hold the bombing until Kosygin goes. One, two. I would not change one letter of what we have now said until we hear directly and are dealing directly with Hanoi.
I agree with that. I agree with both of them.
That's it. That's my feeling about it at the moment.
Are they going to want a meeting?
I shall find out. I shall talk directly now to Secretary Rusk, but I didn't want to leave you a moment behind, sir.
Huh?